From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. I'm Philip Grand. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill representatives to the Greene County Legislature will hold a community meeting next week to share legislative news and to hear constituent concerns. This will be the third such meeting. The first was held in March 2017 at the Washington Irving Senior Center in the Village. The second was held at the Kistacom Firehouse in August of 2017. Topics discussed previously included the demolition of the former Quality Inn in Leeds, the future of Columbia Green Community College, and the proposed new Greene County Jail project. Catskill legislator Matt Lavora said he does not want the jail to be the main focus of the meeting, but it will be an important part of the conversation. He said another topic to be discussed again is how to prepare the college for the next 50 years. Lavora also wants to provide updates on the county budget process, county department news, and potential economic development in the area near the New York State Thruway exit in Leeds. Catskill legislator Michael Bullich said that at the public meeting, residents are free to bring up topics on the agenda. He said, and I quote, "We feel it's important to engage the public like this," end quote. The Catskill community meeting will be held at 6:30 p.m. on February 15th at the Washington Urban Senior Center, and you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Fries is reporting for the Times Union. A body tentatively identified as the Hudson Valley man who disappeared under suspicious circumstances in January 2017 was found February 6th at a residence in Catskill, according to the New York State Police. Officers executed a search warrant at 124 Toll House Road as part of a continued investigation into the disappearance last year of Brandon Dane Foster. Foster last lived at the Toll House residence, police said. Greene County Coroner Richard Biglio said an autopsy was being performed at Ellis Hospital in Schenectady, but declined to speak about the matter further. In October, state police and search dogs scoured the property on Toll House Road. Investigators were seen digging at the scene and also a few miles away at 139 Broome Street in the village of Catskill. The investigation is ongoing with assistance from the FBI and offices of the Greene County and Ulster County District Attorney. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Daily Freeman is reporting that due to impending weather, the village of Catskill has imposed parking restrictions beginning at 8 a.m. February the 7th. All vehicles must be parked on the even-numbered side of the village streets from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., then move to the odd-numbered side of the streets. Thereafter, vehicles must be moved to the alternate side of the street every 12 hours until the snow emergency is canceled. These rules will remain in effect until all snow is removed from the streets. And from 11 p.m. February 7th until 8 a.m. February 8th, parking is forbidden on Main Street from Green Street to Summit Avenue. Residents who normally park on Main Street are advised to use the municipal lots. Additional information is available by calling the Village Police at 518-943-2244. The town of Greenport has declared a snow emergency, which will remain in effect all day February 7th through midnight February 8th. During the emergency, parking is not permitted on town streets. All vehicles parked on the streets of Greenport during that time will be ticketed and towed. Additional information is available by calling Town Hall at 518-828-4656. And finally, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced February 5th that she is introducing legislation known as the Premium Refund Act to give dairy farmers who have not received relief from the Dairy Margin Protection Program their money back. She first proposed the legislation last year. The New York Democrat said, and I quote, "The DMPP is failing to pay out, and many farmers have been stuck paying into the program for the past tough 2 years. All that money is just sitting in the treasury right now," end quote. The program is the primary insurance option for dairy farmers when the price of milk falls or feed costs rise. When milk prices and feed prices fall at the same time as they did last year, farmers often lose money on every pound of milk they sell, and few farmers receive an insurance payment. It's a possibility that farmers could go bankrupt in the future because of the lack of insurance payouts. Gillibrand said it's a possibility that farms could go bankrupt in the future because of the lack of insurance payouts. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for the region from 7 a.m. Wednesday through 4 a.m. on Thursday. Accumulations of snow and ice are expected. The wintry precipitation will result in difficult travel conditions, including during the evening commute. Snowfall rates of up to an inch per hour are expected during the late morning before snow mixes with sleet and freezing rain in the afternoon and evening. As for today, snow before 4 p.m., then snow and sleet. The snow could be heavy at times. The temperature high for today will be 28 degrees. For Wednesday night, snow and sleet likely before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of snow between 10 p.m. and midnight. It will be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a temperature low of 18 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, isolated snow showers after 9 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 27 degrees. Thursday night, isolated snow showers after 4 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. And on Friday, a slight chance of light snow with isolated snow showers before 7 a.m., then a chance of light snow mainly after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy on Friday with a temperature high near 29 degrees. On Friday night, snow is likely mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of 20 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:02 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:16 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, 2.5 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 7th day of February 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.